At this point, he should be well anesthetized. What I do at this point is use my non-dominant hand to stretch the skin. I make a puncture at the one end, tilt the blade back at a 45, and I pull it along here. Are you feeling any pain, Eric?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Now, I'm partway through the skin. I have to go back, make a puncture, draw it across here. Any pain at all?
No.
Okay. Then what we can do, once we have the incision, we're going to try to find that tumor. And so we can stick the scissors down in here with the closed jaws, and then we can spread them open. Any pain?
No.
Okay.
You feeling okay?
I'm fine.
Now, as I do that, you'll be able to see that there's this. Most fat is in small blobs or globules, and you can see that there's a large one here about the size of a small bird's egg that is popping out as I open up the scissors here. Any pain?
No.
Now, it's attached down here with little fibrous strands, and I'll need to do some sharp dissection removal of that. And that's the tumor. It's a so-called lipoma, and then we always put that in the formalin, but I'll just set it here to the side for the time being. Now, I take my finger and feel down in there to see if there's any hint of anything remaining, and it all feels and looks like normal fat. Now, there's a hole there, and we have to close that, because if we don't, what will happen is the blood will collect back in there, and it's a great culture medium for bacteria. Now, you can see that there's a little artery pumping down here, but when we put the sutures in, it will provide a tourniquet so that it will stop that. You can cauterize it, but I found that almost always it will stop bleeding once you start suturing. We're going to use that vertical mattress suture with the 4-0 proline, and what we'll do is to start at the one end, as we talked about. So what we do is this. We go about 2 millimeters away from the wound edge, go through full thickness skin. Now, there's not much of a hole right here, but we'll go down into the fat and anchor it down into the fat and the fibrous tissue down there. And then we'll pull it out here about 2 millimeters away from the wound edge. We reverse the needle, and I go a millimeter away from the wound edge, about a millimeter into the dermis, and come out. Now, this forms a V here. We've got the long arm of the V, the short arm. So what I do is to go on the inside the long arm of the V, wrap once, twice, catch a short arm, cross over. Inside the long arm of the V, wrap once, catch a short end, back to neutral position. Inside long arm of V, catch a short end, cross over. Inside long arm of V, catch a short end, back to neutral position. Kathy then cuts. Now, the so-called vertical mattress that I'm doing, the advantage of it is that it closes dead space and it gets the wound edges to revert, because you can see that the pulling forces are pulling laterally, and if you don't anticipate those with the vertical mattress and get it to revert, your scar is going to spread a lot. So I go through full thickness skin, 2 millimeters away from the wound edge. I anchor it down here into the underlying fat. I then come about 2 millimeters away from the wound edge. I reverse the needle. I go roughly about a millimeter into the underlying skin and a millimeter away from the wound edge. Same on the other side, same distance, same depth. Pull it through so that I have about an inch left over here. go on the inside of the long arm of the V, wrap twice, catch a short end, cross over on the first one. Inside the long arm of the V, catch a short end, back to neutral position on the second. Inside the long arm of the V, catch a short end, cross over on the third. Inside the long arm of the V, catch a short end, back to neutral position on that fourth. Hold them up, the assistant cuts. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm fine.
Have you studied your pharmacology?
Yeah, I've studied it. But...
Okay. Anyway, back to the surgery. Will I... You go 2 millimeters away from the wound edge. Now, at this point, we go roughly about every centimeter in order to close this. So we'll be putting in about 1, 2, 3. As we look at this, we check and we make sure that all the strands are out, that the edges are carefully approximated, because when he plays intramural volleyball and football, we want to make sure that that doesn't snag on anything. And he should do well. We've been able to close the dead space, and so he doesn't have some big indentation here, and he will do fine. And at this point, what we do is to take hydrogen peroxide or saline, and I have Kathy just go ahead and wash off, apply the polysporin ointment, and then a dressing. And his instructions will be to take it off when he bathes next, tomorrow, and then he's to wash gently with soap and water. Thereafter, apply a heavy coat of polysporin and a Band-Aid and change that each day until the thing is healed. We'll take the sutures out in 2 weeks.